Station 1, the era of great power in Sweden. The era of great power begins with Gustav II Adolf, the 30 years of war, and ends up with Karl XII, who dies for a stray bullet in Norway at 1718. The 17th century was a time of force unifying in Sweden. Foreign policy, with the many conquests in northern Germany, Poland and the Baltics, and the constant struggles with the nearest neighbors. The Swedish army was notorious. With their enormous companies, they drew around the continent with wreckage, death and despair. Bett Kinschen, bett, morgen kommt der Schwed, was a line in a German lullaby with the addition, when the Oxenstiernas boys come, there is really no time for prayers. Throughout the war, the army wanted to put terror in its surroundings and achieve the greatest possible impact. At the same time, domestic politics built a strong central power in Sweden with the Chancellor Axel Oxenstierna's efficient organization of the state apparatus and his important county reform as a tool to control the different parts of the country. In the same time, the Swedish position in Europe was fragile. Most of the resources went to financing the wars. All the conquests in the same time gave many enemies, both outside and inside the country. Particularly for crofters and poor farmers, their limit had been reached. Karl XI presidential government adopted the Lutheran, strictly orthodox confession, the Concordia Book, at 1663. All teaching should now be handled by the priests. In this way, the young people should be cured from Catholic traditions and ancient pagan belief. The era of great power had many long and devastating wars, weakened the rural areas, emptied it on both men and boys, wearing on those who remained, the women, the children and the old. The 1600 was also called the Little Ice Age. It was the coldest century for a long time, and apart from the cold, the northernmost part of Sweden suffered for a long time from a severe crop failure. The famine was worst in Ångermanland. Death was constantly present and became a natural part of life. About half of the newborn died before they reached 20 years of age, and only a few lived until they became really old. Dissatisfaction began to grow against the church and the rulers. They had to look for someone else to blame for the never-ending winter, the famine, and why the cows don't give any milk. Someone with supernatural powers must have affected all this misery. It's here between pagan beliefs and the Lutheran orthodoxy the process of witchcraft arises.